If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load, you're on the wrong road. No, I don't know. I don't know how it goes. It's a cool song. Don't you know that song? You got to try a little kindness. Just show a little kindness to every little person that you see. Anyway, welcome to the pre-show here. It's whatever the hell. What is this? Wednesday? Tuesday? No. What the fuck day is this bitch day? This is Tuesday. Oh, God, I'm so out of it, man. I don't know where I am here. Yes, it's Tuesday, the 8th. So tomorrow, today, we have something to deal with over at the office. Then, the next day, I think Susie's coming over and we're going to pack some things. Oh, God, aren't we having some fun? You having fun? Just remember that the following thing, that you have, this, I mean this too. You have all the power, man, inside of you, all the power of the universe inside of you. You know, that's my Buddhism coming out now, okay? I rarely let it leak out. I bet you guys think I'm the biggest, most cynical piece of shit there is. And I am. But I have a core belief. And my core belief is this. We have infinite wisdom and compassion and courage. You don't have to necessarily believe in God to believe in that. That's your higher being, okay? That's what you are. And that's how you should go into every fucking day. And I know you feel like an ass. You go, oh, fuck. I have infinite. But sooner or later, you start believing it. And you start feeding your life full of that. And next thing you know, you're acting like it. And the next thing you know, shit's changing. Okay. So I'm not a religious, I don't go around knocking on doors. I don't tell people shit about my religion, but I'm a Nichiren Buddhist. So why don't you look at that? Look that up. And I shouldn't even call myself. I don't believe people should say I'm a this, I'm a that. Because you don't have, really? Are you really? Are you somebody who's aspiring to that? So I'd say I'm aspiring to be a Nichiren Buddhist. I think most people should say they're aspiring to be Christians. They're not fucking Christians. Not putting them down, they just haven't, you know, they haven't reached that point where they can call themselves that. Having said all of that, you know, have faith, baby. Now let me see where we at here. See, I don't talk like this much, do I? You don't hear Phil stopping down and talking this shit, but that's what I'm doing now. Because you know, shit's weird. Shit's fucking hairy. And the other thing is you need to understand that as weird and as fucked up as things are, there's people pushing back on it, you know. And not just regular folks like you and me. Some very smart people. Some people at the high end of life and government. They're pushing back on this shit. So, you know, that's a good thing. I don't know, man. Every goddamn generation has shit to deal with. And some guy, I was watching Tim Miller, who's my favorite podcast, The Bulwark. He says, imagine being born in 1902. By the time you turn 18, there's been a world war. You probably fought in it, or at least you maybe got drafted in the military or some point in your life there. Also, you've just experienced Spanish flu, which was an epidemic that killed millions around the fucking world. And it originated, by the way, in the United States. It was carried to Europe by American GIs. Look it up. Spanish flu. They call it Spanish flu because, I don't know, maybe the first case was in Spain or some shit, but it was actually a bird flu. I might be wrong about that, but double check. Okay, so now you've had bird flu, you've had a world war. Now comes the 20s, relatively prosperous, but frenetic and crazy, man. The speculation on Wall Street. A country that, flush with victory in a world war, has come home and is just set about on a big fucking party. Really, what we were doing is we were beginning to flex our capitalist muscles in a way that we hadn't before. And it all culminated with this overspeculation and you know, no guardrails and the Wall Street crash whatever the fuck it was. Was it 29? October the 29th? What year was the Wall Street crash? It was during Herbert Hoover. It was during Hubert Hoover. Let me look this shit up, man, because I, you know, there was a time when I knew all this stuff. Now I'm like, it was October the 29th. I want to say it was, let me see. Wall Street crash of 1929. October 1929, and the date was October the 24th, Black Tuesday. And all right, so now you are 29 years of age, 27 years of age, and here comes the fucking crash, and here comes the Great Depression. By the time you reach 37, you're the age of 37, it's 1939, another fucking world war breaks out. Until finally, that's 1939, another six, you're 37, six. By the time you reach the age of 45, America is the most powerful nation on earth. It has come out of World War II prosperous, which has really kind of bent our worldview even more, but is now beginning a period of prosperity, relative peace, but social challenges await. Civil rights, the obviously women and the burgeoning women's movement, but more to the point, there was this period of conformity, and there was a need for conformity. There was a need for those were my parents. My father was born in 1915. My mother was born in 1913. So they were much younger than this guy, that this figurative character I'm talking about. And yet they lived through parts of that: the Depression, the war, World War II, and then they came to California with their two children, my older brother and my older sister, and bought a home. And settled down and had two more kids and then became citizens. And my father and mother wouldn't believe what we're going through right now. They wouldn't think it possible. Not after all the shit that we went through in the 20th century as a country. So anyway, there's people who don't get that. They don't understand that. They don't respect that. They're just plowing ahead with their stupid shit, you know. But I do. I was taught to respect that. You know, I was taught that there are men buried on Normandy, on the cliffs of Normandy, and elsewhere, who fought fascism, and anyway, you got to try a little kindness. So on today's show, we're going to have, John Jerryman is singing a new song called Who Blew You? And it's not what you think it is. Then we have Ted Bell. It's another Tedster. That is Easter. And he further explains why it is he doesn't let kids in the restaurant. It's really because of the fact that when he lets kids into the restaurant, they walk up to him like their shit doesn't stink. Like suddenly they think they're hot shit. And he says, all 4 foot, one of this kid comes up to him and says, hey, you, go make me a steak, you know, because the kid thinks he runs the joint. That and other things ahead here on our show. So, enjoy, baby.